This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials are meeting with senior Taliban officials today and Sunday for talks aimed at easing the evacuations of foreign citizens and at-risk Afghans from Afghanistan. This, according to a U.S. official on Friday. The focus of the talks in Doha, Qatar, would be holding Afghanistan's Taliban leaders to commitments that they would allow Americans and other foreign nationals to leave Afghanistan, along with Afghans who worked for the U.S. military or government and other Afghan allies. This according to that official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The Biden administration has fielded questions and complaints about the slow pace of U.S.-facilitated evacuations from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan since the last U.S. forces and diplomats left there at the end of August. Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed on Saturday to realize peaceful reunification, using his word, with Taiwan after a week of tensions with the democratically ruled island that China claims as its own. Taiwan has come under increased military and political pressure from Beijing to accept Chinese sovereignty. Taipei, however, says only Taiwan's people can decide their future. Speaking at Beijing's Great Hall of the People, Xi said the Chinese people have a glorious tradition, again that's his phrase, of opposing separatism. On October 1st, China's Air Force began four straight days of incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. It involved nearly 150 aircraft. Xi made no mention of those flights in his speech on Saturday. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Guards at a Libyan detention center for migrants shot dead at least six people amid chaos in the overcrowded facility. This according to UN officials on Saturday. It was just the latest tragedy involving migrants in the North African country. The development comes a week after authorities rounded up more than 5,000 migrants in a massive crackdown and after UN-commissioned investigators said abuses and ill treatment of migrants in Libya amount to crimes against humanity. The shooting took place Friday in the Mabani Detention Center west of the capital, Tripoli, where authorities earlier this month sent 4,187 new detainees, including more than 500 women and 60 children, this according to the International Organization for Migration. A case of Ebola has been confirmed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, this according to an internal report on Friday from the National Biomedical Laboratory. This comes 5 months after the end of the most recent outbreak there. Congo's health minister declined to confirm the information, but said a statement would be published shortly. It was not known immediately if the case was related to the 2018 to 2020 outbreak that killed more than 2,200 people in eastern Congo, or the flare-up that killed six people earlier this year. The report from the biomedical lab, the INRB, said the positive result came from a two-year-old in a densely populated neighborhood in the city of Beni. Beni was one of the epicenters of the Ebola outbreak in 2018. Congo has recorded 11 outbreaks since the disease was discovered near the Ebola River in 1976. An unprecedented plunge in the value of Myanmar's currency has driven up the prices of basic commodities, including auto fuel and cooking oil. Surging demand for the American dollar in September pushed the rate to a record high, almost double the rate before the military takeover of the government on February 1st. Since then, the prices of fuel and imported commodities, especially cooking oil, have risen by nearly 50%. The number of Americans getting COVID-19 vaccines has steadily increased to a three-month high as seniors and people with medical conditions seek boosters and government and employer mandates push more workers to take their first doses. Demand is expected to spike in a few weeks if regulators authorize the Pfizer vaccine for elementary school children. Some states are reopening mass vaccination clinics in anticipation of that development. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.